And we're finishing Rav Chalap. Moshe goes to war with Amalek. He tells Yoshua, tomorrow I'm standing on the hilltop and Hashem's staff is in my hand. Rav Chalap says, I heard from the holy mouth of our Rebbe, the Rav Zeched Tzadik Bekadosh Livracha, I assume he's talking about Rav Kook Zatzal. I heard that he explained that Amalek's goal was to attack the mitzvah and the obligation that Am Yisrael have, and to cool off our burn, our fire for Torah. And what Amalek wanted us to do was to feel like, I'll learn Torah when I want to. Meaning, there's an idea, you have a mitzvah to learn Torah, you have an obligation to take advantage of your life and learn Torah. And a person can approach it and feel like, I'm a great guy, I learn when I have a free man, when it suits my fancy, I'm going to go learn Torah. I'm going to go catch a shiur. I'm going to go online and play it. If you approach Torah as something it's an option. I can do it. That's what Amalek wanted us to get to. To a point where it's a nice thing, I'm going to do it. I go on a date with my wife, I take time to drink a cup of coffee in a coffee shop, I see a good movie, I go learn Torah. I take time for that, I'm a good guy. No, it doesn't work that way. The idea of Torah is you're responsible to learn Torah. It's a responsibility in your whole life. This is Rav Kook Zatzal talking. He's quoting Rav Kook. And that's alluded to in the words, I'm going tomorrow. Machar. The word machar is Rashi Tevos mitzvah chova reshut. And that's what Moshe said. Machar, I'm standing on the hilltop. Umatei ha'elokim biyadi. In order to overcome, what's the machar? Machar is I'll catch the class tomorrow. It's available online. Machar is I can get to it. The Moshe Rabbeinu says, I need mate Elohim. Mate Elohim means I have to shift the people to understand there's going to be a day of reckoning and there's expectations and you can't just say I'll get to it machar. And Pinchas, it says, Vayikach romach biyado. When Pinchas fights on behalf of Hashem, so he takes the romach. He's fighting for the love of Israel, where the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'm not going to wipe them out. Pinchas is going to arouse that love. Pinchas is the opposite of Amalek. And Pinchas takes a situation of Rishus, something which you don't have to do. You don't have to be the one to fight a Zimri. No, it's a mitzvah. I have to. I can't. That's romach. Romach is the opposite of machar. Machar is mitzvah, chova, reshut. And romach is reshut, mitzvah, chova. I've taken the reshut. I've taken something which I don't have to be the one to fight him. He's making problems. Okay, what's my problem? There's a whole Jewish people here. No. Pinchas steps up to the plate and Pinchas says, we have to. These are the words of Rav Kook Zatzal. Amalek was trying to get us to feel like it's reshut. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Mateh Elokim, I have to shift the people to Elokim to know that they have responsibilities and they're taken to task and they must learn Torah. It's not a nice thing to do.